Tristan, my boy Tristan, he sent me a text today of him playing a few keys on the keyboard. And was it, "Oh, How He Loves Me," or "How He Loves"? Yeah, something like that. And he had to take four or five takes, and just a couple chords he hit. But there's no telling what God will do when you just say, "God, I'm available." Can I tell you, God's not looking for ability. He's looking for somebody to say, "I'm available. I'll take up a mic. I'll take up a, you know, open up a door. I'll do whatever I can, but I'll make myself available." Look to your neighbor and say, "God just needs a willing vessel." Amen. We are so blessed tonight, and we are so delighted tonight to begin to have an incredible man of God bring us the Word of God tonight. And I don't say enough to him, but I thank Brother Del Toro for all that he does and all that he is. Bible says that he that wants to be the greatest of the kingdom is he that becomes the servant of all. Brother Del Toro has a servant's heart. He is kingdom minded. I'm glad he's a part of Abundant Life Center. I love him dearly. Would you just say a great big God bless you to Brother Del Toro?
God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I'm a little under the weather. I can't hear nothing, so if I'm kind of loud, so forgive me. Amen. Pray for me. Amen. Let's open the Bible to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. The Bible says, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him we all things created. They are in heaven and they are on earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." Lord Jesus, we come before your presence, Lord. I need your spirit, Lord Jesus, this evening, God. Bless me, touch me, Lord, in your precious name. Help me, God, Jesus, to minister to people, oh Lord, to your children, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give me words, Lord. Give me wisdom, Lord, tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated. I want to title this message, Blessings, Spiritual Blessings in Heaven. We always talk about how the devil is chasing us. Yeah. We always talk about a lot of things that we have problems. But today I want to talk about blessings. Yes, sir. We need to learn what the Lord has done for us, and we need to learn what he has prepared for us. Yeah. And if we don't know where we're going, how are we going to get there? We need to prepare ourselves for the future. That God will come and pick us up to go to heaven. And the blessings that we have, spiritual blessings that we have in God, there are precious blessings that we have available if we're faithful to God. Amen. I know that God created, or Jesus created the heavens and the earth, the visible and the visible. The invisible part is for eternity. And the visible part is only for a period of time. As you know, we have a body. One of these days is going to be gone. The Bible says it's going to disintegrate. But we have a future. We have a future. Amen. So God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible said that he spoke the word. And out of the nothing, he created the world. Let it be light. And it was so. And he started saying the word, and everything came to existence out of the invisible. And then he put the world, and he put it in time and seasons, and this is only for a period of time. This world that we live in is for a period of time. So if you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 5. Blessed is the God of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Not just one blessing, but all spiritual blessings. Yeah. And I believe God doesn't have a little bit of blessing. I believe God has a lot of blessings. Amen. And we have been blessed with all the blessings of God. Amen. We have those blessings already, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us before the foundations of the world. We being chosen by God before he created, before the foundations of the world, God knew us. You might say, my daddy, my mommy made me. Yeah, but that's only to make your body. But the moment the mother conceives the baby, the Lord puts the spirit on the baby. And God has known us from the beginning of time. We come from God. Amen. He knows us. He knows us. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should now be, that we should be holy. And I say, wait a minute. Only God is holy. Right. Only God is holy. There's no other holy, only God. Yeah. But it was pleasing to God to save us and to prepare our bodies and our soul for one of these days to be before him, holy. Yes. I don't know. That's something to be excited about. To be in front of the Lord, holy, like him. To be in the presence of God, a man standing before God with a holy body. Without blemish or without blame before in love. God has a lot of blessings for us. Lord Jesus, thank you. We live in a society with a lot of people, I know that they pray to a lot of deities and they ask him for always for favors and for miracles and blessings and all this stuff. And I know God will bless us. And I'm glad that we have the real God. I'm glad that we have the God, the living God. Whatever we need in this world, God will bless us. He will give it to us. But the point tonight is the blessings of God. And a spiritual blessings in heaven. Hallelujah. We have a spiritual blessings in God. I mean, we go through a lot of trials in this life, a lot of problems in this life. And somehow we learn to live with it. Yeah. We learn to live with the sickness. We learn to live with the pain. We learn to live with problems that we have. And we're still faithful. And we're serving God faithfully. We come to church and we're trying to do our best to serve God. But we don't be able to do the purpose of God because God has a different plan. We have a different view of God, and God has a different view of us. And the whole purpose of God is to take us, one of these days will take us with him to in heaven. That's all what he wants to do. And having predestinated us unto his adoption by the children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. I don't deserve what I have. We do not deserve God. We do not deserve his blessings. But that was his pleasure. That was his will. He decided to bless us and to make us holy before him. Right. And I was thinking when I was reading this scripture that We got angels, archangels, seraphims, and all kinds of celestial beings, but God has made us less quality of the angels, but we have something inside of us that is created in God's image. We have a spirit that God is interested in, the spirit of man or the woman. Amen. Because that's what is eternal. The spirit that we have inside of us, that God gave us, is for eternity. We need to understand the blessings of God. And I don't think we know all the blessings of God. You know, the Bible says, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. As we know, I like apples. So if you want to ever give me something, give me an apple. I'm not a teacher. Just give me an apple. Especially Washington apples. I like apples. But the life expectancy of the apple, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. But inside of the apple, that's the future of the apple. It's a seed. If you plant a seed, you're going to get a little plant, and then you put some water and take care of it, and it's going to grow. It's not only going to multiply to another apple, or it's not going to be a big apple, but it's going to multiply to a lot of apples, and not only one time, every year. See, we have something in us that God wants. It is a spirit. He wants to give us blessings and a spirit. He wants to give us a lot of blessings that we need. I mean, that we need. Amen. Romans chapter 12. I didn't give you the scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. If you can put it up. I like the way they say it in Spanish. It says, I beseech you, brethren. In Spanish, it says, I beg you. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. If there's something of a value, it's the mercy of God. And Paul was saying, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Next scripture, next verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might be proved, and that is what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We want to make the Lord happy. I know nobody likes to do a sacrifice. Especially me when I'm sacrificing. I go from store to store. And they never offer me anything. And when I'm fasting, you want something? You want something to eat? I can make you something real quick. No, thank you. But we have to renew our minds. What's renewing our minds? Understanding the word of God. Understanding what we're doing. This is not only come to church twice a week or three times a week. This is a living, everyday living, and every day preparing ourselves and growing in God and be used by God. I mean, and we need to grow. We need to understand that we need to have the blessings of God in our lives, to understand the mysteries of God. I mean, and the scripture is full of all the promises of God, and everything that we have is waiting for us in heaven. God has blessed us. Romans chapter 8, verse 25, or 29, actually. From whom he didn't know, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, and he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, who he did predestinate, he also called, and who he called, he also justified, and who he justified, he also glorified. Yes. I'm glad that God called me. Amen. I am so glad. And not that I feel better than anybody else, or that I feel better than anybody else, but I'm just glad that God had mercy on my soul. I'm just glad that God saw me when nobody else saw me. I'm just glad that God loved me when nobody else loved me. I'm just glad, hallelujah, that he called me. And he cleansed me from all my sins. He purified my body. He purified my soul. Hallelujah. And then he came in, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we think the Holy Spirit is just to be speaking in tongues. But the Holy Spirit wants to change your life. The Holy Spirit wants to change your attitude. The Holy Spirit wants to change who you are. That's why Paul said, I don't live anymore. But Jesus lives in me. God wants to change your life completely. He wants to take over your life. He wants to make you somebody special, a warrior, or somebody who can fight for the kingdom, to stand up and say, I want to serve God with all my heart. I mean, I want to serve God with all my soul, and we need to stand before God and be fighters for God. Not to give in to any temptations, not to give in to anything that comes to our lives. We got to say, no, I'm serving God. My life belongs to him. My life, my children belongs to him. My wife belongs to him. Everything that I have belongs to him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has blessed us with many spiritual blessings. And I know we go through a lot of, like I said, pains, suffering. But you know, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The kingdom of God is invisible. So all we got to do is speak the word. The word of God is alive. The word of God is alive. And that's powerful. All we got to do is speak the word of God. Believe in our hearts. Believe. And God will do the miracles. God will do whatever we speak. And sometimes say, oh, I'm waiting on God to heal me. But God said, hey, I give you the power already. Whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I have given you the power. I have given you spiritual power over those things. Speak the word of God. Whatever you're going through, just read the scriptures. If you're sick or something, just read all the miracles in the Bible and put yourself in their place and say, Lord, I believe your word, I believe the Bible, I believe what you did, Lord, and I know you can do it for me. In the name of Jesus, I claim a healing in my body. Amen. Spiritual blessings. Awesome. You can pull out a word of God, a little verse, and it has a lot of power. It has a lot of power that we can change and transform our lives. And I know that eventually we're all going to die. We're all going to go with the Lord. But in the meantime, God doesn't want us to be suffering. God doesn't want us to go through pains. You know, if we can understand the Bible, Peter, wherever he was walking, he didn't even have to stop and pray for the people. He didn't even have to stop and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. All he did is walk, and people will build healing left and right. That's the kind of power that God wants to bless us with. I don't want to be the same one no more. I want God to use me. I want God to use you. This is not a competition. If God will use you, he doesn't use me, it's okay with me. But I want to see God move in these last days. I want to see God do miracles and signs and wonders. There's a lot of people that said, I haven't seen any miracles, so where's God? Where's God? I don't think God is real. But you know what? That's our fault. It's our fault. It's my fault. Because God has given us the power to do things. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Holy Ghost. Yes. We do things through God, through the Holy Ghost. A lot of preachers, they scream when they're praying for somebody. They scream so loud, they think by screaming loud, it's going to happen. We don't have to scream. Just believe. One of the things that I guess God don't like is the unbelief. The Bible said, go and preach the gospel to all creatures and baptize them in the name of Jesus. He that believe it shall be saved. He that believe it not shall be condemned. Because unbelief. Sometimes we don't see the miracles of God and we start getting cold. And we say, God is not real. Nothing is happening. But let me tell you, God is real. He's so real in my soul. He's so real in my soul. And I love my God. And I know he loves me. Amen. His love is Mexican. Amen. Get tongue twisted, speaking English, and my Spanglish comes out. So. But you know what? I'm just happy. Yes, English is the second language to me. I didn't go to school. I didn't go learning English and through books. Or I learned English in church. The songs that we sing. And then I have a bilingual Bible, so that helped me a lot. So I speak three languages, Spanish, English, and tongues. So. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. Our soul is like a seed. This Bible says, therefore we bury with him by baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted, if you put the seed on the ground, the Lord said, if you don't put the seed on the ground, how is it going to give its fruit if you don't bury it? We will plant it together in the likeness of his death. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's the hope of glory. That's the hope that we have. And if we keep that hope in our hearts and our mind, it will save us until the Lord comes. You know that the enemy has tried to, he looked for different, you know, when there was a war and The enemy always looks for different ways to attack us. And I believe that the devil was using different tactics. And one of the tactics is comfort. We get so comfort. We got money in the bank. We have a house. We have a car. We've been blessed. Our children, okay, physically okay. But we forget about him. We forget about his blessings. There's a scripture in Matthew 24. We're not going to go there, but he talks about the servant. The God left the servant to take care of the land. And he started waiting and waiting and waiting, and the Lord was not coming. So the Bible says that he starts thinking, the Lord's not, my master's not coming. My master's not coming. And a lot of people think, well, they've been saying the Lord is coming for many, many years since I was baptized. Yes, he's not coming. He's not here yet. And the Bible says that they start drinking. What happened when somebody stopped believing in God? They start drinking. And they start mistreating the other people. I hope that won't happen to us. I was telling the Spanish of a hope. The Bible said there's no one righteous like him. He was perfect. Not in his way of life, but in his sacrifices. Asking for forgiveness of sins, the way the Bible said, the way that God said. And the Bible said he was perfect. But you know, he messed up. Because the Bible said that he has seven children, seven sons and daughters. But the sons then joined the riches of the father. They throw a party every day. They throw a party in one of the houses, and then the next day, another one, and then it just keep on going in 7 days, and then it started again. He didn't teach his children to offer sacrifices to God. He didn't teach his children to love God. He did himself. But he didn't teach his children how to love God. We can bring our children to church and even force them to come. But if we don't teach them how to love God, we're going to miss it. That's why the Lord told Moses to talk to the people of Israel. Hear, O Israel, our Lord, our God, is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And those things that you speak, you shall teach your children. When you wake up, when you're walking in the way, when you go to sleep, you should repeat those words. That God is, you must love God with all our hearts, with all our might, and all our soul. Because we have something. I mean, we got a lot of things, but we won't be able to take him to heaven. But our children, we can take him. But don't forget, our children nowadays, it's so many busy, the media and all kinds of stuff that has come out. They preoccupy their minds instead of preoccupying on the Lord. How to love God. How to worship God. How to praise God. He gave him the honor and the glory. And that's what we need to do, because I know this is the next church, the future church is here. Our young people, our juniors, and our children. We need to teach them to love God. To hold on to the blessings, hold on to the promises of God, to hold on to what God has promised us, and God was going to bless us. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know God's promises are faithful. I know God is faithful to his promises. And I know he will come one day to pick up a church holy, without a spot or blemish. The Bible said that the student is not greater than the teacher. But when the perfection will come, we're going to be like him. We're going to be like him. This body is going to be changed. This body is going to transform from mortality to immortality. That's the kind of hope I want to put in your hearts tonight. That's the kind of hope I want to bless you tonight. Then don't think about the problems. Don't think about whatever you're going through. Think about the promise of God. That God wants to bless you and you and your family with the spiritual blessings that God has promised you. Let us all stand. I know I don't preach for long, but my daughter was saying, we're going to finish early. I'm kind of short to the point, but I don't know whatever you need today. I know it's Wednesday, but if you have a need, I don't wait until Sunday. Yes. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Today is the day that you need your miracle. That's why I don't want to miss a service. I told my wife, today you could be healed. Today will be the day. Hallelujah. Today will be the day, maybe. But today will be the day. Let us believe today will be the day. Amen. I'm going to ask the young people to come front. Let us pray for our young people. Let me tell you, people, God loves you.
Come on, step out from where you are. Let's line this front here. Let's link up with somebody. Come on, what we're doing right now is we are letting the spiritual blessings begin to flow from generation to generation. Blessings will not start and stop with me, but the blessings will begin to continue. Come on, that's it. God, we need your blessings. We need your favor. God, give us the Joshua spirits. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God, we're going to put you first. God, we want to live for you. Oh, God, let the blessings of heaven, God, let them begin to be poured upon their hearts and their minds, their souls and their spirits. Come on, make up your mind. I want this. I'm hungry, God, for this. I want more of you. I want to spend time with you. I want to read your word, God. I want to wake up in the wee hours of the morning. I want to pray. I want to read my Bible. I want to draw close to you. Oh, let those spiritual blessings, God. God, let them fall upon us today. Let them fall on our hearts. Let them fall on our minds and our souls and our spirits. I need you, God. I need you, God. I need you, God. Making up my mind today. Making up my mind today. I'm going to live for you, God. I'm going to do what's right. I want to think on things that are lovely. I want to think on things that are just. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, I want to think on those things, God. And I want the supernatural to begin to flow in my life. I want to walk in the Spirit, God. Oh, God, help us. Help us, God. Help us, God, to take out things that don't belong in our hearts. Take out things that occupy our time. Help us, God, to make room for you. Help us to give you full reign in our hearts, full reign in our minds, full reign in our spirits, God. Oh, let the blessings begin to flow. I've got family and friends that need this. Help me, God, to begin to grasp a hold of this so I can give it out. Oh, I love you today, God. I love you today. Come on, that's God's greatest desire, is to bless you. He loves to bless you. He enjoys blessing you. Oh, I love you today. I love you today, God. I love you today. Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody like you, Jesus. Oh, God, let me take time out of busy life. Spend time with you. Time in your presence. Time in your presence, God. Hallelujah. I spoke with Brother Rudy right before service. We just started talking about prayer. You'll never exhaust prayer. You'll never exhaust the power of prayer. If we would learn to talk to Him more, things would become easier in our life. If we would learn to put God first and let God handle it, we wouldn't make messes and mistakes and bad decisions and fail. I'm telling you, you get God where He needs to be, blessings begin to flow. His hand begins to flow. Thank you, Brother Del Toro. We heard a word from God. You were in the Holy Ghost tonight. It's what we need. It's what our homes need, our family. What we do is we fill it up so we can give it out. And there's no telling the eyes that are watching you. There's no telling that people are really watching how you behave and act, because they may want what you have. And I want to make sure that I let this world know that the blessings does not come from me, but the blessings come from Him. If I get Him right, everything begins to fall into place. God, we love you today. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the man of God that brought your heartbeat. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to bless us. I pray, God, for men and women tonight, your children. I pray, God, they would take this home with them. And God, they let this become a lifestyle, let it become a habit, and they begin to take you everywhere they go, beyond the four walls of this church, to set us on fire, to give us that vision you have for us to reach this city and let this city know you have spiritual blessings to give. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Find two or three people, love on them, and say, I want the spiritual blessings to flow in my life.